Hello, this is Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the Great Southwest, and you're listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind. Why must all train whistles be long and lonesome, or old tramps and bums be old? Why must jungle fires all burn bright, or boxcars all be cold? These dying hobos away out there, why does the whistle on the westbound always moan? All you hobos, tramps, and singers, set these tired words aside. Be still. Watch the sun rise across the great divide. Yeah, this is Utah Phillips back again, and that was Steve Baker turning the knobs over there, and of course the wonderful music of the Boersdorfs, Nancy and Jimmy, Hawks and Eagles they call themselves. And the poem that I used there was called Used Up Words. I kind of got tired of going through tramp poetry and songs and hearing the same tired old images. Indeed, why do all train whistles have to be long and lonesome? A little bit of a minor rant. We're here in radio station KVMR, the little station that could, here in Nevada City, California. Nevada City, where we just celebrated. I know that this is time specific, and I'm not supposed to be, but what the hell. Nevada City's first Victorian Christmas transpired Wednesday. The craft fair, horses, vendors, throngs. At the foot of Broad Street, the VFW is boiling vile wine, which, laced with Schilling's Best, elevates the holiday burnout from the mire of conspicuous consumption. Merry Christmas. We're going to do something different today. I've talked about Hood River Blackie, the great tramp, one of the greatest of the tramps, passed away some time ago down at 29 Palms, the winter camp. Hood River Blackie was hired at one point by the Sacramento Railroad Museum when they were building it to install the tramp exhibit, the little ersatz hobo jungle that I visited down there. While he was there, apparently he did an extensive interview about his life, and that was put on file there, but never revealed to much of anybody. It was the archivist who pointed it out to me when I was singing railroad songs at the Eagle Theater down there. Well, I got a copy of that manuscript, and I've gone through it, 73 pages of it. I've taken out some of the things that Blackie talked about, just some of his stories. So I'm going to string those stories together with songs that are contemporary. I'll bounce one against the other. Tramp music that, first of all, you're not going to hear it on your AM radio, and second of all, just an idea of the kind of tramp music that's being written and sung today. I'll start out with Hood River Blackie. There's no way for me to differentiate between my voice and his, so you'll just have to guess. I didn't get along with the foster parent, and he threw a pitchfork at me because I let a cow upset a bucket that had maybe a quart of milk in it. I decided it was time to go. But I didn't go with the intention of running away and being a hobo, even though I had contact with them when I was 5 years old from the nearby railroad. But I had no intention of being a hobo. Blackie became one. He says, the steam engines, see, they used to stop at every water tower. They used to run only maybe 60, 80, 90 miles, and they'd have to stop for water. Every water tower was a surefire place to catch a train. Not anymore. Like when you left Klamath Falls coming out of over what they call the Modoc branch of the SP. 30 miles out there is Perez Siding. There's an old wooden water tower there yet. There's not water in it now, but it's still standing. And that was when the first water east of Klamath Falls, that used to have quite a little jungle by it. Wherever there's a water tower, somewhere around it, there's some kind of jungle. But, of course, there were different kinds of jungles. There were big ones, you know, like here in Sacramento on the American River. Used to be a mile-long jungle with old shacks and shanties in it. They used to jungle all up and down that Colorado River at Yuma. Then there was other jungles, like the Dome Valley siding about 20 miles east of Yuma. The trains used to stop on a siding over there, and there was a little jungle with a car hood suspended from a tree by wires for a table and a couple of old metal army cots and a stove made out of washtub and a little seeping spring. And you might never see more than, at the most, 5 or 6 men in that jungle. It was kind of a one where they just go to lay up a while and not be bothered. Let's listen to a fellow I met in Boston some years ago, Bill Morrissey. The best single line in a song, the one you wished you'd always thought of. Let's listen to Barstow.
Here comes Parks and he's found another bottle. He tips it up like a trumpet. He takes a drink and passes it on. And every man round the fire takes a chorus on the bottle. It ain't much, it ain't good, but it'll get us through till dawn. Well, don't the freight yard sound like a drunk in a metal shop? I can't believe it gets this cold in Barstow. And I can't believe I pissed my 20s away. Well, if you take me back this time, baby, I promise you I'll stay. Well, Parks takes another drink and he starts to sing off key. There's not a man big enough round the fire to shut him up. And in the cold morn he's singing, "Hey Okey, tell Arky, Texas found a job in California." And everybody round the fire cracks up. Well, don't the freight yard sound like a drunk in a metal shop? I can't believe it gets this cold in Barstow. And I can't believe I pissed my 20s away. Well, if you take me back this time, baby, I promise you I'll stay. Well, then Parks hands me the bottle. He says, "I'm gone to Tucson, haul up all winter at the Sally if I can. I don't mind the praying, and I don't mind saying I could listen forever to that Sally brass band." Then Parks starts laughing hard, but he doesn't make a sound. He grabs the bottle back from me and kills the last of the wine. And in the fire's glow I can see his eyes, and they shine like brake lights. And I am grateful I cannot see mine. Well, don't the freight yard sound like a drunk in a metal shop? I can't believe it gets this cold in Barstow. And I can't believe I pissed my 20s away. Well, if you take me back this time, baby, I promise you I'll stay.
The engineer was the hogger. The fireman was the tallow pot. The brakeman was the shack. The people that put the train together in the yard were the car knockers. Of course, the con was the conductor. The trap workers were the gandy dancers, and their boss is called the king snipe. Boomers, like you might say. Somebody was a boomer brakeman. Now, that meant that he would go around and work at different railroads and maybe never long at any one place. Sometimes he would be a hobo, too, for a while and work for the railroads. Boomer is somebody that followed the booms. When I went to that uranium boom in 54 there, that was really a boom town, and I was a boomer for a while. Towns that you see out in Nevada now that are ghost towns, the people that came to those and settled them and did the work, those were boomers. Well, now my friend Lost John Cloud down around Santa Barbara used to ride the freight trains into Spokane and visit me. Lost John is from Oklahoma. He tells me, and it sounds plausible, he says that Boomer comes from the Oklahoma land rush. When they're all lined up at the border preparing to charge in and stake a claim on Indian land, and the signal to go was a cannon. They fired that cannon, everybody took off. He says that's where the word Boomer comes from. I had always wondered. Paul Jeremiah lives up in New England. He's a very fine singer. He ought to be a whole lot better known than he is. He wrote a song called The Elegant Hobo. You listen to it now with Rosalie Sorrell singing it and her favorite guitar player, Bruce Carver from Philadelphia.
Smile. hobo. Oh, his bottle held the sun, and his gestures conjured Shakespeare to every day.
Well, you get in a jungle, you know. There were so many men, they were on the move. You might be sitting in the jungle, oh, I don't know, down at Mojave maybe. And here'd come a couple of guys in. You'd see them get off the train and walk over toward the jungle. Where'd you guys get in from? They'd say, oh, we just come out of Jacksonville, Florida. Who'd you see? Well, we seen sheep herder Charlie and Bugger Red, River Junction. They're west of Tallahassee. They'll be coming along in a few days. That's the way the talk was, you know. Somebody'd say, I heard of Big Pete Colombo, and he was jungled up at Oroville with Radio Jake, you know. Everybody knew where everybody was and what was going on all the time. Yeah, you might be sitting in a jungle over at the Hilliard Yards over in Montana, and somebody'd come in east out of Whitefish. If there was somebody along that line somewhere, an old friend of yours that was sick or working, there were so many men on the road, you'd know about it. You'd hear about it. You'd know right where he was and everything. Just as an experiment, the year after I quit the road, I mailed 50 Christmas cards to hobo friends. Only two of them came back. Oh, yeah. There's a hobo post office in Seattle called Wanderer's Mail Service. It's been there since the 1890s. I don't have the exact address, but it's called Wanderer's Mail Service. The last I knew, you could pay $12 a year, and they'd forward your mail to anywhere you were. There's not hardly any hobos left to support it. But if they had any kind of pension coming, it would go there. Then, wherever they were, once a month, they'd send a stamped envelope to the Wanderer's Mail Service and get their check forwarded to them wherever they went. This song came to me from Moncton, Pennsylvania, a fellow by the name of John Lyons. Blue Diamond doing John Lyons' Diesel Call.
Back on the mattress, eyes on the ceiling, thinking about thoughts, feeling about feelings. Hands on the dial, I'm eating toward the sky. Pretty soon it's midnight special, soon to arrive. Headlight on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. Headlight on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. And the clicking and the clacking of the railroad tracks. That mom so long, some diesel car. Tossing about troubles and money and love. Wondering about wonders and trying and blunders. Here comes an engine as bright as the moon. I can see my feet sticking out from under the covers. Headlight on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. Headlight on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. And the clicking and the clacking of the railroad tracks. That mom so long, son. So call. One night by midnight, I won't be in bed. I'll be by the tracks with my hat on my head. I'll ride the train somewheres, anywheres but here, where the days are all bright and the nights are all clear. Headline on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. Headline on the ceiling, shadows on the wall. And the clicking and the clacking of the railroad tracks. That mournful song, some diesel car.
I'll tell you about little Frankie O'Donnell. He had a great big liver-colored spot on the side of his face here. When he was a little boy, he got teased about that in school, as you might well imagine, and he was very sensitive about it. Finally, some new girl moved to the school. I think he was 15 or 14 years old, and this new girl didn't make fun of him or anything. He and her went around together and talked and all that. One day, when she didn't know that he was nearby, he heard her talking with the other kids, and she, too, was making fun of him. It hurt him so bad that he ran away from home. He never did go back. He got drunk up at Medford, Oregon, here about 10 or 11 years ago, laid out in the cold rain all night, got pneumonia, and died. But he put 45 years in on the road. Last Great King of the Hobos, Luther the Jet. Here's his poem, On My Way to Texas.
On my way to Texas, on the KCMNO, right out of Kansas City with 100 miles to go till we cross that Oklahoma line. Just an old dirt track railroad headed off across the plains. I bet we don't see no more than 2 or 3 trains till we get down by Altus or Malone. And we'll be riding night and day, but I don't know no finer way to get out in the country and roam. In the yard at Kansas City, they put on an extra caboose, and since nobody was in it, the conductor turned us loose. He said, make yourself right to home. So we got a fire going in that old bucket a day, and before you could say Jack Robinson, some coffee came our way and a good mess of mulligan stew. We even baked some biscuits, and by God, they tasted good with a little honey we borrowed off the crew. The heat from that old coal stove sure feels good a night like this. I don't think for a minute that I am going to miss riding that boxcar way up in the train. We'll just stretch out on the cushions while this old job rolls along and dream about tomorrow where nothing can go wrong if we make it to the Rio Grande. It don't seem all that long ago since I was down in Mexico. I wonder what's becoming of that land. Que quieren ustedes, por favor, señor capitán, el tren de Ojinaga en cual vía estará ya que hora se prepare para salir? Está un mixto para Chihuahua en las 5 o las 6. Ustedes preguntaron mañana a las 2 o a las 3, pero no camine hasta el fin del ferrocarril. Espere para acá y vamos en la locomotiva para dejar el pueblo atrás. Do you have an idea of what I'm trying to say? There's something in there about a mixed train that'll speed us on our way to Chihuahua and points down the line. My buddy from San Angelo, he knows just where it's at for getting around in Mexico. You might say it's old hat, but he can come up with a surprise every time. We let him do the talking, and instead of all that walking, we get out of the yard just fine. So soon we'll be in Mexico and living beyond our means. If we could just find an antidote for hot chili and beans, maybe we could use some of that Mexican beer. But in the good old meantime, railroad cooking's fine with me. I don't think I will ever live long enough to see a better stew than we dished up today. So I'll be drifting off, you know. I think I hear that whistle blow 1,000 miles away.
Hood River Blackie here. Well, there's no romance for most of them. The romance, if it can be called romance, is gone. To me, it depends on what your definition of romance is. I like to ride through the Rocky Mountains where I can look up and see snow-clad peaks and pine-clad mountains and crystal-clear ice-cold trout streams and two or three old hobos along the track waving at the train. And I know they're old-timers because I see where they're camped. They got their packs sitting there. To me, that's romance. The wind out of the high country and all that. A brotherhood, you know. Like you get a feeling of power when you stand up on them rails and you feel like all of America's at your feet. You can go anywhere you want to go. Freedom, I would say. The type of freedom the hobo had is hard to duplicate. Well, it's impossible to duplicate it in any other way. That type of freedom, some people can't handle it. You can't understand what it's like to have complete freedom where you have no home ahead of you and none behind. You're not worried about your father having a heart attack because you don't have one. You're not worried about someone beating your mother up on the way to the store because you don't have one. You're not worried about some car running over your kid on a bicycle because you don't have one. Listen to the words of Hood River Blackie, an interview he did many years ago. There was an effort for over many years to try to organize the booming workers on the freight trains. One of those organizers in the teens of this century was Boxcar Betty. She organized for the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World. David Rovix, a fine songwriter from the East, he wrote a love song for Boxcar Betty.
Got no time for the Isles of Fashion or the bikinis of Malibu Beach. Don't take me to where the pool water's splashing, where everybody's skin is soft as a peach. The woman for me doesn't live in a mansion, taking baths in a hot tub, drinking whiskey and cream. The woman for me is a fighter with passion. Boxcar Betty is the woman of my dreams. She was a hobo and a tramp and a rebel through and through. Boxcar Betty, I'm yours for the OBU. She refused to marry rich or kiss anybody's ass. She was proud to be a union woman and a leader of the working class. She hopped the freights from state to state with revolution in her eyes. For she couldn't stand to hear the sound of a hungry child's cry. She was a hobo. Said they call called her a free lover, and they called her a dirty red. But if I could do anything in life, I would hope to make my stand. Hanging around the jungles as Boxcar Betty's right hand man. She was a hobo and a tramp and a rebel through and through. Boxcar Betty, I'm yours for the OBU. She was a hobo and a tramp and a rebel through and through. Boxcar Betty, I'm yours for the OBU.
Utah Fellows back here again. That was P.O. Box 1235, not 1234. It still is just right next door. And besides, everybody at the post office here in our little town knows me anyway, so it's sure to find its way to the right place. That last song, David Rovick's about a song for Boxcar Betty, the OBU in that is the one big union which the IWW fought for and still fights for and will continue to fight for until it becomes reality. Back to Hood River Blackie. Oh, lots of them got drunk, yeah. Most of them were what I'd call street drinkers. They might go out somewhere and work on a ranch for a month or two and never touch a drop and get off of there and go on a real bender. Of course, you know, years ago when they couldn't get booze, they drank all kinds of things. Canned heat. Somebody drank that, you'd call them a heat man, and it would turn their noses real red. Blind antifreeze would do that. That's happened right here in Sacramento. But anybody with a great big red nose like that or a real red face, they call him a canned heat man. Jamaica ginger. They drank that, and it stiffened their knee joints where they couldn't walk right, and they called that having jig legs. That's kind of a, well, Jamaica ginger is kind of an aftershave. I never drank any of it, but I've seen some of the guys that had leg damage from it. Here in Sacramento, I remember one time some guys split a quart of antifreeze. They put milk in it. They thought that that would tone it down so they could get drunk. Let's see. There was five guys in on that. Now, five guys on a quart is not very much. If I remember right, two of them died. One of them was permanently blind. Well, frog. Frog. The Frog was the king of the hobos in 1997. He passed away. They had a regular tramp funeral in a boxcar down there in Pennsburg, the Pennsburg Hobo Gathering last year. Rick Pollieri, a friend of mine from Vermont, was there, and he wrote this song for Frog. Frog was known as the man with dancing eyes. He was riding the westbound.
I live my whole life as a hobo. My only home is this old train. I've been a frog and a king. Lord, I've done everything. Now I'm riding the old westbound. Let the jungle fires burn wild and free and pass the bottle around. Let the train whistle blow. Tell the old bows that I'm riding on the westbound. slept on every old boxcar. I rode on every railroad line. I don't have to boast, I rode coast to coast. Now I'm riding the old westbound. Let the jungle fires burn wild and crazed, and pass my bottle around. Let the train whistle blow, tell the old bows I'm riding on the westbound. Light a candle at the back of my boxcar and gather my good friends around. Let the old banjo ring while the hobos all sing. I'm riding the old westbound. Let the jungle fires burn wild and brave. Pass my bottle around. Let the train whistle blow. Tell the old bows I'm riding the old westbound. Lay me down on a blanket of cardboard. Use my bindle to pillow my head. And when my life is gone, my spirit will ride on, riding the old westbound. Let the jungle fires burn wild and free, and pass the bottle around. Let the train whistle blow, tell the old bows I'm riding the old westbound. Let the jungle fires burn wild and free, and pass my bottle around. Let the train whistle blow, tell the old bows I'm riding the old westbound. I'm riding the old westbound. I'm riding the old westbound.
Well, Kerouac, I have his book here, and I think it was terrible because he advocated such terrible things. He thought it was fun because they tore a man's car up. He thought it was nice because some guy walked up behind another one in a bar and hit him on the back of the head. The hobos had a code of the road. They lived by it, and it was strict. It wasn't anything that somebody got up and preached about. It was just the way that they lived and the way they treated each other that says you don't do things like that. I remember when I was an 11-year-old boy, I remember when an 11-year-old boy got his foot cut off down at Indio, and a black man. The train was moving, and it jerked and knocked that boy off there, and there was a black man on there, and he got off and took off his belt and put that belt around the stub of the kid's foot and stopped the bleeding. Oh, they had quite a stink over that. Reporters came down and took a picture of the black man. They had an article in the Indio paper, and oh, big crowds were all up and down the track. I was there. We saw that black man about a month later in Yuma. I was with old Dutch Zorin, and Dutch said, "Boy, you was a big hero up there at Indio." And that black man said, "Yeah, as soon as the reporters got through interviewing me, the police told me to get out of town." There's a bar called Charlie's up on Higgins in Missoula, Montana. And in that bar, there are pictures of tramps all along one wall, the old ones, photographs, beautiful photographs. And every time one of them passes away, the bartender takes a little box full of gold stars out of a drawer, licks one, and sticks it to the corner, bottom corner of that picture. Bartender there was Peter Bowen, one of the old ones. One of the old tramps came in by the name of Feather Ben, began talking. Peter Bowen, well, he likes a good song and can pen one now and then. Peter Bowen started making notes about what Feather Ben was saying on a cocktail napkin. Later that night, he took all those notes and he strung them together into this song here. Now, it's Peter Bowen's song, but all these words come right out of Feather Ben across the bar. Whiskey and chocolate ice cream.
It sure tasted good, yeah, that's what I said. I'll have another as long as you're buying. I'd like to live on whiskey and chocolate ice cream. I'd move someplace where it's warm in December. Pretend there's more time than I've got. Chocolate ice cream and good bourbon whiskey. Sometimes old ladies make me take baths. Steak twice a week and chicken on Sunday. I worked all my life. Is that too much to ask? Can you play any Hank Williams or old cowboy songs? Do you know anything worth listening to? Hey, I'm just an old drunk. Don't pay me no mind. You've been much too good for me to talk that way to. But it sure tasted good. Yeah, that's what I said. I'll have another as long as you're buying. I'd like to live on whiskey and chocolate ice cream. I'd move someplace where it's warm in December. Pretend there's more time than I've got. I fought in 3 wars and I raised me 3 children. Never learned much more than the size of my shirt. Wars didn't help. The kids ain't worth shit. No use complaining, it could have been worse. You kids with your lovers whose last names you don't know, at least I could always match the name with the ass. I had my lovers when my age was golden. You can have yours, it ain't even good brass. But it sure tasted good, yeah, that's what I said. I'll have another as long as you're buying. I'd like to live on whiskey and chocolate ice cream. I'd move someplace where it's warm in December. Pretend there's more time than I've got. Well, it's long past my bedtime. I'll toddle along. You kids be good, if it matters to you. You're looking ahead to them bears and them women. I'm looking back. It's much better from here. But it sure tasted good. Yeah, that's what I said. I'll have another as long as you're buying. I'd like to live on whiskey and chocolate ice cream. I'd move someplace where it's warm in December. Pretend there's more time than I've got. I pretend there's more time than I've got.
River Blackie. Okay. They had much trouble in Yuma in 1935. The chief of police of Los Angeles at that time was a guy named Davis, just like he was recently, only, of course, they're a different man. He sent Los Angeles City Police to the state of Arizona. They were operating in Yuma in the railroad yards, which, of course, they had no legal jurisdiction. They were in violation of all kinds of laws. They were stopping the trains, which is also illegal, and anybody that was riding the trains, they'd kick them off, and they wouldn't let them ride. So the trams wouldn't come to California. They called it the bum blockade. They did this for a short while. Okay, they got in trouble. There was a congressman and his wife in Yuma, and he went out real early one morning with just some old Levi's on, and he didn't look like a congressman, and he was walking along the tracks, and the Los Angeles City Police grabbed him. They grabbed him in Arizona, and he asked them for ID, and they showed him ID, Los Angeles Police Department. Believe me, there was some real trouble over that. Well, here's a new song. Al Grierson, one of the Rose Tattoos, he lives down in Austin, Texas. 50 Cent Sneakers.
I've been out in the boonies working since fall, stuck in the bunkhouse and climbing the wall. And I've papered the ceiling from corner to crack with visions and dreams as I lay on my back. Now I'm tired of working and wondering why the winters just crawl and the summers all fly. Why money's the same way as time in the end, so hard to hang on to, so easy to spend. So I'll hang up my work boots and grab my guitar, 'cause I know that the highway's in love with my car. And I'm trading the sawmill, the bush, and the mine for 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine. Goodbye to the mud and these ugly machines. I'm young and I'm single with cash in my jeans. I'm headed for some place where customs incline toward 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine. Where the north wind goes crazy with nowhere to blow, there's somebody waiting to kiss me hello. With a bed on the back porch and a welcome designed around 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine. And I'll watch some old firefly flirt with the moon like a light bulb in love with a baby's balloon. While the stars dance the jitterbug over the pines and the Big Dipper's flowing with $5 wine. And I won't have to shiver or slave in the cold or gather up summers as if they were gold. 'Cause the long johns were outlawed in 1909. Now it's 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine. Like a landlord without any care, if I ain't got a bottle or something to wear. 'Cause the boss and the banker will labor like swine, making 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine. Yeah, the boss and the banker will labor like swine, making 50 cent sneakers and $5 wine.
Let's finish off Hood River Blackie right now. When the grass gets green in the spring and I start seeing little yellow and blue flowers poking up through it, then is when it's hard not to go. Well, the orchards have blossoms and the wind is coming out of them orchards and you smell them blossoms and the wind, you know, is kind of cool, maybe with specks of rain on it or something. Then it really gets to you inside. You want to, you feel like you want to go, and yet, at the same time, you're afraid to. Or I am, because I know there, I'm not going to see anybody I know. The jungles are going to be deserted. So my old friend Cuddy lives up on the ridge. Someone like me.
That old guitar player, just a singer, an old word sayer, making up dreams wherever it goes. Someone like me, nobody knows. He's an old time beginner, just a sermon singing sinner. He's wearing his heart out front where the show is. Someone like me, nobody knows. Yeah, he's someone like me, nobody knows. He's worn out his boots and he don't fit his clothes. Threadbare and threadbare is the look that he's wearing. He's someone like me, nobody heartbreaker. He's a midnight chance taker. He's a thorn in your side when you're picking clothes. He's someone like me, nobody knows. Yeah, he's someone like me, nobody knows. He's worn out his boots and he don't fit his nobody knows. Well, he's been there and he's come back. He's been derailed, he's been sidetracked. He's laughed at and cried about his worries and woes. Is someone like me? Nobody knows. Yeah, is someone like me? Nobody knows. Worn out his boots and he don't fit his clothes. Threadbare, threadbare is the look that's wearing. Is someone like me? Nobody knows. Yeah, is someone like me? Nobody knows.
Old friend Cuddy, one of the Rose Tattoos, well, just like Rick Pugliari and Al Grierson. One of our great, the second Rose Tattoo, the second great tramp friend of mine, Mark Ross, has tattoo number two. Mark Ross is up in Butte, Montana. You've heard a lot of his music. I've played a lot. I've sung some of it. Mark Ross got his first wage job since he was 17 years old. A tragedy has befallen us, folks. He has become a home guard in Butte, Montana. He sent me this poem down here about his current plight. They call him Smokestack. We'll do this poem here, and then I want you to listen to one of the most remarkable voices of all time. It's the Baby Gramps from up in Seattle. You've heard Big Rock Candy Mountain a number of times on this show. This is going to be the most unusual version you'll ever hear. Here's Mark Ross behind a desk. This is not the way I wanted to spend my life, chained to a desk, stuck in a basement dungeon. I'm only 50. I should be out in the wind and the sun and the rain and the snow, flagging down a semi with a fluorescent thumb, catching hot shot freights, my hat brim flopping in a stiff wind, guitar and bindle clutched tightly to my side. 32 years of gainful unemployment was a pretty good run. I know few who've done better. But now I find myself here, out of sight, out of mind, away from the fresh air. At this time of life, most are thinking of retirement. Me? I've been retired since I was 17. I called in well, you see, said I feel too good to come to work anymore.
All right, we got a little sing-along, a little community sing, if you will. Tune that up a little bit, or... That's enough, okay. Little song goes like this, almost. On a summer's day in the month of May, a burly bum come a-hiking. By a shady lane through the sugar cane, he was looking for his liking. And as he strolled along, he sang a song of the land of milk and honey. Where a bum can stay for many a day and he won't need any money. What? Well, that's your part right there. Well, on the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and they sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty, sun shines every day. I'm a-going away where there ain't no snow, sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow. On the Big Rock Candy Mountain, help me, on the Big Rock Candy. One more. On the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Hey! Well,
the Big Rock Candy Mountain. All the jails are made of tin, and you can bust right out again as soon as they toss you, as soon as they toss you, as soon as they toss you in.
Sorry to have to fade Baby Gramps out. Listen, I promise you a whole lot more of Baby Gramps as time wears on. This has been UU Todd Phillips, the golden voice of the Great Southwest. You've been listening to Loafer's Glory, the hobo jungle of the mind. Yorkie Ned wrote this 100 years ago. 100 years from now, old pal, we'll hit the high ball, and none of us shall care a whit for the sweetness or the gall. The lovely days that we have known will all have passed and flown. The weeds will all have overgrown the gardens where the roses fall. 100 years from now, old pal, we will have forgotten the pain. The hard, crooked roads of life we'll never see again. The songs we sang from far and near, and the dreams we dreamt together, will mean no more than means a tear amidst the summer rain.